From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Smoky Hill River Festival, June 11th through the 14th at Oakdale Park in Salina, celebrating 50 years of art, food, and music for all ages. Details online at riverfestival.com.
Chance of showers and storms this afternoon, highs around 70. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence, and it's 306.
It's All Things.
Bah, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 in Junction City. Always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We have a lot to talk about. Fortunately, we're with you till 7 o'clock, so we have plenty of time to do it. News headlines coming your way at 3:30. At 3:36, public health experts say the U.S. response to a hantavirus outbreak has been notably quiet. General impression is that major cuts to the CDC could be playing a role in all of that.
We can see this as a sentinel event. It's really how well the country is prepared for a disease threat. And right now, we are not prepared.
We'll tell you about what is being done and by whom coming up on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from Cleo and Leo on Elm Street Bakery and Coffee in North Lawrence, offering Mexican-inspired pastries, coffee, matcha, and more. More information on Instagram and Facebook.
Flash Gordon is here to save every one of us at KPR's next Cinema A Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall Friday night, May 15th, for a Flash Gordon double feature. First, a chapter from the 1936 serial with Buster Crabbe, followed by the 1980 big-budget epic starring Mr. Sam Jones. The fun begins 7 o'clock, Friday, May 15th, 7 p.m., mind you, at Liberty Hall. Tickets will be available at the door.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
Lows in the upper 40s tonight, sunshine tomorrow with a high in the mid-80s. It's 62 degrees in Topeka, and it's 3:20.
This is NPR News.
Mac Barnett, celebrated author of children's books, otherwise known as books, has finally written a book for adults about children's books. It includes his grand unifying theory of children's literature.
You ready?
I'm ready.
A children's book is a book written for children.
Profound.
Thank you.
Saturday on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 7 o'clock on your KPR stations. From 7 to 10 a.m., you will hear Weekend Edition Saturday. Kay McIntyre will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
News headlines are coming up in just about 30 seconds. It is 65 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia, under cloudy skies. It is 3:30.
Prices. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.
Stocks were higher on Wall Street. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Critical software that the state's major universities use went offline yesterday. It's the software Canvas. It's used by the University of Kansas, K-State, and other schools for students to submit assignments and communicate with professors. The company that licenses the software says it was the target of a cyber attack that took the service offline. Early this morning, Canvas said service had been restored to most users, and the University of Kansas Office of the Provost issued a statement at 11:30 this morning to KU students and faculty saying that the Canvas system was, in fact, up and running. KU Information Technology Services have been continuing to monitor the situation. With the World Cup just over a month away, ticket prices have fallen for dozens of games, including the June 27th Algeria versus Austria match in Kansas City. Julie Denishay reports.
Resale ticket prices for nearly every World Cup match have dropped in recent weeks.
The tournament expanded this year to 104 matches located in 16 host cities across Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Jason Durbin is Senior Vice President of Operations for the Overland Park-based reseller, Tickets for Less. He says more games in more places mean fans have to make hard choices.
If they don't have a Argentina or Brazil, that the demand has been a lot softer than they expected.
Durbin says fans who purchase tickets to high-demand sporting events like the World Cup should buy them from a trusted reseller. I'm Julie Denishay.
Researchers in Kansas are sounding the alarm, saying officials are unprepared for extreme heat events. They're saying that a lack of clear data and policies makes it harder to respond to dangerous heat. Kaylin Moore filed this report.
In Kansas, the deadliest weather events are not tornadoes, but instead heat waves. Researchers at the University of Kansas have been studying how local governments respond to extreme heat, and they found that officials need clear data and guidance to help vulnerable communities. There's not a consistent nationwide framework for responding to heat events, so local authorities bear the brunt of the responsibilities, but they're often hampered by a lack of funding. Researchers found people with lower incomes do not always have air conditioning or other ways to cope with heat waves. The KU research could help policymakers understand how to avoid more fatalities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
We are expecting lows in the upper 40s tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Lows in the lower 50s. Slight chance of rain on Sunday morning, clearing out as the day progresses, and we're expecting a high in the upper 60s. You're listening to KPR. It's 3:35.
Saturday, mobile internet services.
Call Point Park. Fairly quiet in an otherwise urban landscape. And we think it's worth checking out. The working title of this Kansas travel series is Hitting the Road with Rex and Jay, but we're looking for something better. If you've got something better, drop us a line. Kansas Curiosities, the Kansas Road Less Traveled, whatever. Our theme music was created by Rick Clock of Baldwin City, Kansas. For Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 96.1 in Lawrence. Many other frequencies as well, always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 4:01. At 4:06, Donald Trump has granted pardons to officials who were convicted of public corruption while also dismantling a federal office responsible for investigating and prosecuting corruption allegations. Franco Ordonez will tell us more about it coming up on KPR. Mostly clear skies are actually in the forecast for late tonight. Lows overnight in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine and a high in the mid-80s. There's a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
65 degrees in Lawrence, 68 in Emporia, 64 in Abilene. It's 10 minutes before 4 o'clock, and you are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal. Spirit Airlines suddenly shut down, stranding thousands of people without a flight home. It's a good thing we always make our panelists take Greyhound. Leave the joking about the news to us on the News Quiz from NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, 10 a.m. You will hear, don't tell me, on your KPR1 stations. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 65 degrees in Lawrence. It's 4 o'clock.
To support NPR programming, learn more at nprwineclub.org. Available to adults 21 or older.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Manhattan. It's 4:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 in Lawrence, 89.7 in Emporia. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us this afternoon here on All Things Considered. In our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. That happens at 4:30. At 4:36, the Virginia Supreme Court delivered a blow to Democrats today. This all has to do with the big redistricting battle that is being waged against the Republican Party. There was a vote. It passed. They were going to redistrict. Virginia Supreme Court said, not so fast. You didn't do it quite the right way. So what's next? Everybody is very upset about it. We will get a dispassionate look at what has happened and what is going to happen from John Khalil coming up on KPR. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home, located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in toxin-free, customizable natural mattresses, bedding, and sustainably made furniture. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com.
Following All Things Considered this evening on your KPR One stations, we have Film Music Friday. Tonight, all about animals in film. Hope he plays something from Dr. Doolittle. But I know for sure Jeff Watson, your host, will be playing music from Lassie, The Ghost in the Darkness, Randy Newman's great soundtrack for Seabiscuit, and more. It's Film Music Friday, 7 to 9 p.m. on your KPR One stations, followed by Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR Two at 7 o'clock tonight, stick around because we will have Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from Cromwell Environmental, serving Kansas and Missouri customers since 1982, offering testing and solutions for mold, lead, and asbestos problems. More information at CromwellEnvironmental.com.
The time is 4:20. Join us tomorrow at 4 p.m. on your KPR stations for Weekend Edition Saturday. Right here on your KPR stations, it'll be simulcast on KPR 1 and KPR 2.
Everyone can leave a gift to KPR through their will. It's an inspired way to support an organization that's enriched your life and that of others in your community. Learn more about leaving a legacy gift to KPR at kansaspublicradio.org.
News headlines are coming up next, just about 30 seconds from now. It's 61 degrees in Lawrence and 60 in Topeka. It's 4:30.
Keep the hantavirus outbreak contained.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas agriculture leaders have concerns about the new farm bill just passed by the U.S. House. After extending the current bill three times, the House has now passed a new farm bill that, among other things, maintains some conservation funding while bolstering crop insurance. While crop insurance is necessary for farmers to recover from drought and crop failure, some analysts think it largely helps mega farms. Paul Johnson is a policy analyst for the Kansas Rural Center and an advocate for specialty crops. He says the majority of that crop insurance goes to only 10% of Kansas farms.
We need to treat small farmers with the same dignity that our politicians give to small businesses.
That bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for consideration. The former CEO of an investment firm with Kansas ties has been found guilty of securities fraud. Brad Heppner is a native of Heston, Kansas. He was the founder and CEO of the Beneficient investment firm. Kansas lawmakers gave one of Beneficient's subsidiaries a unique bank charter in order to do business in the state. The Kansas Reflector reports a federal jury in New York yesterday found Heppner guilty of multiple counts of misappropriating $150 million. Heppner is facing up to 20 years in prison on each count. Researchers in Kansas are sounding the alarm, saying officials are unprepared for extreme heat events. They say a lack of clear data and policy makes it harder to respond to dangerous heat. Kaylin Moore has the story.
In Kansas, the deadliest of funding. Researchers found people with lower incomes do not always have air conditioning or other ways to cope with heat waves. The KU research could help policymakers understand how to avoid more fatalities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
This is KPR.
Support for NPR.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Morning Edition brings you the news straight from reporters watching stories unfold.
To talk about that, we're joined by NPR's international correspondent, Aya Batraoui, in Dubai. Good morning.
Mose Bichel from member station KUT gives us a view from Austin, Texas.
NPR's Eder Peralta is with us now from Venezuela's capital, Caracas. Eder, good morning.
Join us for a front row seat every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition, 5 to 9 a.m., Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Your local host on Monday will be Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from the historic Eldridge Hotel celebrating Mother's Day with a three-course as well as a children's menu Sunday, May 10th, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Reservations available by calling 785-838-5503.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for tuning in today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 5:01. Then, the state of Tennessee is moving to break its only majority black Democrat-held congressional district into three separate districts. We are going to have a conversation with that district's congressman.
It's going to lessen African Americans' interest in the election process when they know that their decision in a primary is going to be for a candidate who probably doesn't have much of a chance to win.
Stay with us. Democratic Congressman Steve Cohen of Tennessee coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence. It's 10 minutes before 5.
SunBusiness.com. From Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. From the University of Maryland Libraries, committed to reimagining learning, advancing the public good, and empowering research that creates a better future for everyone. More at lib.umd.edu. And from Carnegie Corporation of New York.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old-fashioned reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We'll get you caught up on all the news from overnight and more. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU, and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KAND and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. It's 61 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. The time is 5 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Merck Co-op, featuring fresh prepared foods and drinks and made from scratch pastries. Open daily at 901 Iowa in Lawrence.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 62 in Topeka, 71 in Manhattan. It's 5:06.
Bob Mundell.
Bah, you're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas. Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.9 FM in Atchison, lots of other frequencies too. They are listed for you at our website, kansaspublicradio.org, where you can make a pledge of support anytime. Take a look at a listing of the day's most recent headlines. See live performances from the KPR studios. We have videotape there. Well, it's digital. You get what I mean? It's all at kansaspublicradio.org. Check it out when you have a moment.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where K-State Extension experts provide education and resources in all 105 counties to support farmers, families, and communities across Kansas. More information at k-state.edu.
Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 5:30. At 5:44, just about quarter of six, KPR kicking off a new travel series visiting publicly accessible places in Kansas that are worth checking out. Our travel guide is writer Rex Buchanan.
So this is the spot where in 1804 and Zelus and Clark were going up the Missouri, where they spent the night here.
Episode number one of the brand new Kansas Travel Series, currently titled Hitting the Road with Rex Buchanan and Jay Schaefer. That is coming up here on KPR. Stick around.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, where tickets are available to Friends of the Lead for 2026-27 events, including the New York Philharmonic String Quartet and a cappella group Chanticleer. Details at lead.ku.edu.
Mostly clear skies tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine, high in the mid-80s, 70% chance of rain tomorrow night, lows in the lower 50s. It's 71 degrees in Manhattan, 73 in Abilene. It's 5:20.
On Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 7 to 10 a.m. on your KPR stations. It's Weekend Edition Saturday. Your local host will be Kay McIntyre.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Busker Festival, a three-day event featuring acrobats, contortionists, aerialists, and more throughout downtown Lawrence, May 22nd through May 24th. More information at lawrencebuskerfest.com.
News headlines are in the offing, coming at you in just about 35 seconds. It's 62 degrees in Topeka, 60 in Atchison. It's 5:30.
You're listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Some Kansas agriculture leaders have concerns about the new farm bill passed by the U.S. House. After extending the current bill three times, the House has passed a new farm bill that, among other things, maintains some conservation funding while bolstering crop insurance. While crop insurance is necessary for farmers to recover from drought and crop failure, some analysts think it largely helps mega farms. Paul Johnson is a policy analyst for the Kansas Rural Center and an advocate for specialty crops. He says the majority of that crop insurance only goes to 10% of Kansas farms.
We need to treat small farmers with the same dignity that our politicians give the small businesses.
That bill now heads to the U.S. Senate for consideration. Researchers in Kansas are sounding the alarm, saying officials are unprepared for extreme heat events. They say a lack of clear data and policy makes it harder to respond to dangerous heat. Kaylin Moore reports.
In Kansas, the deadliest weather events are not tornadoes, but instead heat waves. Researchers at the University of Kansas have been studying how local governments respond to extreme heat, and they found that officials need clear data and guidance to help vulnerable communities. There's not a consistent nationwide framework for responding to heat events, so local authorities bear the brunt of the responsibilities, but they're often hampered by a lack of funding. Researchers found people with lower incomes do not always have air conditioning or other ways to cope with heat waves. The KU research could help policymakers understand how to avoid more fatalities. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
With the World Cup just over 1 month away, ticket prices have fallen for dozens of games, including the June 27th Algeria versus Austria match in Kansas City. Julie Denishay reports.
Resale ticket prices for nearly every World Cup match should buy them from a trusted reseller. I'm Julie Denishay.
Mostly clear skies in the forecast tonight with a low in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. There's a 70% chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow night. We're expecting a low in the lower 50s. It's 5:35.
From NPR News. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio.
If you've got something better, drop us a line. Kansas Curiosities, the Kansas Road Less Traveled, whatever. Our theme music was created by Rick Clock of Baldwin City, Kansas. For Rex Buchanan, I'm Jay Schaefer, encouraging you to take the off-ramp and explore Kansas.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 90.3 FM in Chanute. Always online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Thank you so much for tuning in. We will have an update of news headlines for you at 6:01. At 6:06, we're going to talk about public corruption and the Trump administration. The president has granted pardons to officials who were convicted of public corruption, while also dismantling a federal office responsible for investigating and prosecuting corruption allegations. A closer look coming up on Kansas Public Radio. Stay tuned.
Support for KPR comes from Low Maintenance Landscape, designing long-lasting landscapes with native plants that thrive in this area and require less maintenance. Project portfolio, plant library, and contact information at lowmaintenancelandscape.net.
Mostly clear skies tonight with lows in the upper 40s. Tomorrow, sunshine with a high in the mid-80s. But tomorrow night, we do have a 70% chance of showers and storms. Lows tomorrow night in the lower 50s. It's 10 minutes before 6 o'clock.
It's the power of invention and innovation to accelerate climate action and improve lives around the world. Learn more at lemelson.org. And from the listeners who support this NPR station.
I'm Peter Sagal. Spirit Airlines suddenly shut down, stranding thousands of people without a flight home. It's a good thing we always make our panelists take Greyhound. Leave the joking about the news to us on the News Quiz from NPR.
You can hear Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me tomorrow at 10 a.m. on your KPR One stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7. KANB and KANB HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3. KANQ Chanute 90.3. K210CR Atchison 89.9. K258BT Manhattan 99.5. And at KansasPublicRadio.org. It's 6 o'clock.